Back in Camp Sheets Sports Zone on this snowy Wednesday night. Hopefully you're traveling safer at home and cuddling up to your radio and listening to Camp Sheets Sports Zone. John Swisher back with you. Michael Maloney is the head coach of the Beckman Blazer Boys basketball program, as a Beckman Catholic right now sitting at 8-5 overall, 5-3 in the River Valley Conference on the North Division, in fifth place right now, as the Blazers coming off a win last night over Comanche, 72-29. Before that, last week, it was a loss to Bellevue, 62-39. Since we last talked, Coach, it's been a couple weeks. Talk about what's going on with your team. Got off of that three-game losing skid with a win over Anamosa, then beat Edco before that loss to Bellevue.
Yeah, we're getting healthier. That's the big thing. You know, we started the break with a couple unfortunate guys not able to play, and then one guy kind of coming back a little earlier. And I just think every game, you know, Jacob's getting a little healthier, looking a little better, more like himself, and into better shape. And it stinks when you got to do that kind of as you're going through the second half of the season. But at the end of the day, if you can kind of rally the troops and have everybody ready for the end, that's really, really what matters. And, you know, we really push the guys. We should be more consistent than we have been with the experience we have. And, you know, there could be a lot of factors that are going into it, and hopefully we've kind of pinpointed that here in the last few days, and are excited to, you know, start the second half run through the RBC North. We're in fifth, but it's very, very tight in every facet. I know Bellevue obviously has a good lead on us and kind of on the field right now, but as you've seen, anything can happen in this league, and we're just excited to have him back. And, you know, we had a few another guy go down last week before we played Anamosa, that would have played a lot. And so we've just been battling through some stuff. You might see nothing in a season. You might see more, and it's no excuse. And someone's got to step up. And so we just got to learn on the fly. And we've been doing a lot better job. You know, last night, obviously, we'd gotten Comanche the first time, but I think we played a lot harder, played a lot more intense on both sides, a lot more intentional, a lot more following a game plan. So excited what the guys did there. And, you know, just getting a win, what we were going through last Tuesday, was huge. We played pretty well against Edco on Thursday. You know, they're a lot better team than maybe they have in the past, or what some of the Tri-Rivers, you know, West teams would think. And we just did a great job taking it to them. And they wanted that kind of experience against a bigger school. And like I said, Bellevue, all seniors. Nobody graduated from last year's team. They came in and looked like the veteran ball club last week. And Coach Knake's doing a great job.
It's that January grind. You just never know what's going to happen. And speaking of that, Mother Nature playing a role again this week, as shortened practice today. Then tomorrow night you'll have a game instead of Friday with the cold weather. Temperatures moving in, so northeast will be tomorrow night. You'll head down to Goose Lake trying to get that game in. And this is a team that's playing pretty good basketball right now, a team right in the mix on that north side. As we talked about how competitive it is.
Yeah, the best five, six teams in the league could be any night. You got to be ready to go. And they're really good. You know, they're sophomore studs, a really good player. You know, we had them down 8 in the third quarter, late in the third quarter even. And, you know, him and another guy kind of got loose for a little bit and got in the lead. And it was a great ball game. Unfortunately, we didn't come out on top. But one of those ones that, you know, we needed at that moment. We needed to find ourselves in a closer game. And, you know, we did get beat, but it's all a learning experience. Like I said, some of them are coming more on the fly than we'd hoped with what we have for a team. But we're still in the hunt. We're still alive. We still can prove a lot of people wrong with a lot of the backloaded schedule that we have. And there's not one game that we can walk into and think we're going to win the rest of the season. We're either on the road or it's against a really good ball club. So we're going to be battle-tested no matter what route they give us for the playoffs. And, you know, like I said, I got a lot of experience. I got a lot of guys, four guys that average double figures. You know, I think we're a tough out if we can kind of nail some of these other things out.
No doubt about it, with Monticello on the road next week and the Maquoketa at home. Coach, good luck in those games. We'll recap and preview in a couple of weeks again before we get ready for that postseason with only a few games remaining here. Safe travels and have a good rest of your week. Thanks for your time as always.
Thanks so much, Swish. Just a plug quick. Next Friday night is our senior night and youth night. Managed Solutions Group and Coach Maloney are sponsoring the buy-in for any youth player that comes with a parent. So the more Blazers we can get in the gym, the better to send off our seniors.
Indeed. Always great for those youth to get out there and see, and especially recognize your seniors with a good crowd on hand. So best of luck with that. Thanks for your time, Coach. Michael Maloney, the head coach of the Beckman Catholic Blazer Boys basketball program, here on the show. More of it coming up here from KMCH Sports.